Now there are three of us looking for my phone. Cyril, the six-foot-high pooka in the shape of a rabbit, Gertie, the wild young punk, and me, Bill Lizard, Private Eye. We all want to find my phone and use it to open the doorway to free us from this bizarre dimension. We manage to escape from the underground police station, only to find ourselves here, in a camp full of new-age flying monkeys who have packed in their courier jobs to become full-time eco-warriors, digging tunnels underneath a threatened standing stone. They aren't letting us go until we meet their leader, a mysterious big flying monkey they call the Large Fella. Things don't look too good. His teepee smells of death. Death and unwashed athletic equipment.
Every honest to goodness man in the land of space and today knows that his back life will not stand being written about in black and white.
Yeah, that's true. Sir, we just wanna...
When is a man not a man?
What?
Take your time, young fries. Wait until the tide stops.
I don't know.
Well, we just want to find the train, sir.
To get the phone.
Yeah, that's right. The phone, see? It opens doorways out of this dimension, and we just want to...
Get out.
Of this place.
Come with me.
Look, the Large Bell is coming out.
He has the newcomers with him.
Friends, warriors, flying monkeys. I come to tell you these are not the grocery clerk sent to collect the bill. They are travelers from another dimension. The heralds of a new age. Who have appeared from under our endangered megalithic obelisk. The standing stone that's leaning over. Their message is that to be truly free, we must look to ourselves.
Hooray us! Hooray us! Hooray us!
We ourselves are the solution, because we ourselves are the problem.
What?
What has been holding us down? We ourselves. You're only a slave if you let your mind think like a slave. Only we can civilize ourselves. What really keeps us from standing upright? The massive chip on our shoulder.
Kill him!
Kill him!
Kill him!
Kill him!